Yo, what it do, podcast family. So I don't know what to talk about. I do know what to talk about, actually. I don't know why I said I didn't, but I do. So I watched the New Mutants today. Excuse me. I made a YouTube video about it, so if you're listening to the podcast and you don't know I have a YouTube channel, look up Isaiah Senku on YouTube, and it will come out sometime this month, so keep on lookout. Anyway, so actually, I'm going to review it here, but if you guys want to, like, watch the video, obviously, go check it out. But, the movie actually isn't too bad. Like, I actually enjoyed the movie for the most part. I do think, spoilers, by the way, if you guys aren't, haven't watched it or anything, I don't like the lesbian, like, it was random lesbian relationship. I don't have a problem with lesbians or anything like that. All I do have a problem with it being just randomly placed in a movie with no hints, no build up. It just randomly happened. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? It didn't feel natural. That's basically what I'm trying to say. It didn't feel natural, okay? Is it cute? Yes. Am I curious to see what they're going to do with it next? Yes. Did it make sense? No. But, everything else, I don't like how a lot of movies just kind of just place teenagers in, like, certain categories. Like, there's just, like, there's this mean girl, there's this dickhead of a guy, there's this quiet guy, and, like, it's just so basic, and it's like, fuck. You know what I mean? I get it, they all have their own, like, you break it down as the movie goes along, but still, like, it just felt so cookie cutter, you know, like, but you had like 5 years to perfect this story. What the fuck happened? You know what I mean? Like, you had 5 years to make sure this shit was golden, crisp, amazing movie. But nope, y'all, I don't know what happened. It just didn't fucking work. Okay, story wise, anyway. Plot-wise and stuff like that, story-wise, though, I do enjoy the story so far. It's pretty interesting. I am curious to see what's next, what they're trying to do with this X-Men mutant universe thing. I don't know if this has anything to do with the Terrigen Mist. If you guys aren't familiar with the Terrigen Mist, it's basically like an outbreak of people getting powers, basically. Okay, that's what happened. I can't go too deep into it because you gotta read the comics, you gotta watch some YouTube videos about it. Basically, an alien race came down and half the population died, and the other half became mutants. So. That's a simple version of it. It's not that simple, but you get the point. I didn't know if they were gonna go that route. It doesn't look like they are, but I would be curious to see how they're going to incorporate some of the characters from the comic books and stuff, because there's a lot that's lined up apparently, but how they're going to implement it, we don't know. We have to see. Yeah, the MCU is at an interesting time right now because they just finished Infinity War and all that shit with Thanos, so they're gonna have to find another Thanos-like character for characters to team up against and defeat, right? Whether it be on a bigger scale or on a smaller scale, either way, they're gonna have to do something, right? And I feel like they kind of put themselves in a corner by making Thanos the first major villain in the MCU, in my personal opinion. Now, when I say major villain, obviously I mean, like, what is it called? Like, the major one in, like, the Iron Man villains, Spider-Man villains, those don't count. I'm talking about a major villain where every, from characters from different movies have to come to one movie and team up and fight this villain, right? That has been, like, hinted at, dropped at in different characters, movies and stuff, right? Stuff like that. I don't know how they're going to do it this time, because I feel like they could have did that with a smaller character and built up to Thanos, right? Or somebody similar to Thanos, right? And, yeah, because now, because people are stupid, they want, or people just love seeing bigger and better action, they want to see somebody stronger than Thanos. And when it's like, well, you see, if you, once you reach that level of Thanos, once you reach that level, after Thanos, those characters get insanely powerful, and I don't think y'all will be able to comprehend half the shit that's going on. Okay, if you are a basic, casual, not basic, if you are a casual moviegoer, okay? Because a lot of stuff in Marvel, you have to watch the, you have to read the comics for you to truly understand what's going on. Because the comic books are obviously very, very, like, specific, complicated, and complex. And there's just so much to it. Same thing, it's always the same thing with books, too. When you make a movie out of a book, it's not always, you're going to have to make, you're going to dumb down some things, okay? But as long as it's a good movie, I ain't complaining, you know? I'm curious to see what WandaVision has going on, you know? What else? Yeah, like I said, I'm curious as to what's going to happen next. Are they going to continue to, are they going to make another, they said there's going to be a sequel, or at least, I heard somewhere, or I read somewhere that there was going to be a New Mutants sequel, so I'm curious about that. But I want to know where they're going with the New Mutants. Are they going to meet up with the X-Men? Are they going to meet up with the Avengers? Are they, who, like, are they just going to be on their own thing? Because we do have to realize that the Earth is, number one, the Earth. So they're not, it doesn't mean that they're going to meet up with different people. But if you put the characters in places where other characters from other movies are going to be, and this is supposed to be like an MCU introduction and shit, like, you gotta mention them, you gotta talk about it, like, come on. You know what I mean? So, we have to wait and see. We have to wait and see. And, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, not it, but that's pretty much, for at least for this movie, the New Mutants. What else? Well, I guess when we can talk about the powers. I did find all their abilities pretty interesting. The Human Torch version. Let's hope he doesn't have the curse of the Human Torch, where he does the Human Torch role and then comes back later and plays like a different character in the MCU or some shit. Even though he used to be the Human Torch, is like Chris Evans and shit. So I don't know. We'll see. And literally the same thing with fucking, that's so crazy. I just realized that fucking Killmonger was the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four, the new one, or the most recent one. That's crazy. That's why I'm saying I don't want the curse of the Human Torch to happen to this character. But hey, I mean, if he gets a better role, I'm not upset. I'm happy. I'll be happy to see him. The continuity will be a little fucked up, as it always been. But that's mainly because Fox owned the Fantastic Four, so it wasn't like the continuity was really fucked up, because it was Fox making their own X-Men movies and not Marvel. So now Fox and Marvel are combined, so because Disney bought them both. Fucking assholes. Fuck Disney, bro. Anyway, so I'm curious as to what's going to happen. I am very curious as to what's going to happen next. Magic, I'm glad they introduced her. I'm curious as to what's going to happen to her, because she's actually pretty important in the comic books. Well, number one, because she's magic and she can do crazy fucking spells and shit. And she's pretty fucking strong as a magic user anyway. I would like her to meet Doctor Strange. That would be so cool. Her, Doctor Strange, and Scarlet Witch. That'd be dope. That'd be awesome. I feel like that just be fucking. Can we have that? I mean, I'm sorry this one's long. This is a long one, but I don't know if you guys would even want a long one. But hey, I'm here making a long one, so you better deal with it. I love you. Okay. Magic's cool. What else? The werewolf lady. She's cool too. She's not really that important in my mind anyway. But she's cool though. She's nice. She was like my favorite character out of all the characters in the show, because in the movie, because she was just unproblematic. Besides the love interest, I was like, okay, if love interest between her and Moonlight, I was like, nah, I can do without that. But hey, you know, it's there, so I can't be upset. So next is Moonlight herself. I like Moonlight. She's interesting. Her power is fucking crazy. But it's cool though, because now she has a pet demon bear thingy. So that's interesting. Yeah, it's not really much else. I do like that they'll show the movie from her perspective. You know, Cannonball, he's just there. He's Cannonball. You know, he's just there. I mean, there's not really much else to talk about with him. He's just there. Oh, the accents. Oh my God. Okay, let's talk about how bad some of these accents were in the movie. Okay, Magic, her accent was fucking garbage. I'm sorry to the actress. But you're at that accent was fucking horrible. Okay, I know you're supposed to be like part Russian or whatever. It's horrible. It fucking sucks. Okay, it was horrible. I cringed the whole time. The werewolf lady, the Irish werewolf lady, her accent was actually really good. I liked hers. She did well. It wasn't grating to the ears like it was with Magic. The country guy, he's country, he's from Kentucky. It's pretty simple. I've seen him play roles like that anyway, so I'm cool with him. I think that was pretty much it. The Native American girl, Moonlight, she didn't really have an accent, so there's not really much to critique there. But yeah, Magic's accent was just horrible, dude. Jesus Christ, dude. I couldn't take it. I was like, oh my God, shut up. Please. Anyway, what else? I don't know anything else. I can't really remember anything else. The music, not memorable. But I guess it served its purpose. The villain. There wasn't really much of a villain here. I mean, there was obviously the doctor that was trying to keep them in there. But oh, they introduced Essex Corporation, which is interesting, because if my memory serves me right, Essex Corporation is pretty important in the comic book. So we'll see where they go with that. But yeah, I like to see Professor X try to like take them in into the home for the gifted. You know what I mean? I think that'd be pretty interesting in the mansion and shit. I think that'd be pretty cool, but if they probably won't, they'll probably say no, but it'll be interesting to see that. What else? That's pretty much it. yeah, that's pretty much it. Almost 15 minutes of me talking about this movie. Thank you guys for watching, or not watching, for listening, if you did. Appreciate you. Okay. I'm going to try to do this as much as possible, like I said before. I'm not going to promise that I'm going to make a certain schedule. I'm just going to do as many as I can when I have the time. How's that? All right. I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening and all this stuff. Say bye, Jack. No? Okay. I'll see you guys later. PSTT. Love yourself, love others. Positivity, self-awareness, truth, and trust. Please, please love yourself and love others. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.